Our dear listener, if you're listening to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, could you please take a minute and give us a 5-star rating? This would really help us to move forward. Hello, love. I'm Maria.
And my name is Rory, and we are the hosts of the IELTS Speaking for Success podcast, the podcast that aims to help you improve your speaking skills as well as your listening skills along the way.
We start this podcast to give you super vocabulary and delicious grammar to boost your English. Today we're going to be talking about advertisements, because in speaking part one they can ask you questions about advertisements. Oh, talking about ads, dear listener, you might have noticed that we started running advertisements on this podcast.
Is this a coincidence?
It is a coincidence, and it actually is a real coincidence this time. So yes, we are now experimenting with ads on our podcast, and would like to ask you for something. So if you can listen to the ads without skipping it, please do it. Every listen helps us to keep doing this podcast, okay? And that's also the easiest way for you to say thank you to us, like thank you very much for doing this podcast. On our side, we promise to make our adverts fun.
You can also sign up for our premium podcast. If you'd like to listen to our episodes without any ads, why not check out that subscription, where this week we're talking about wallets in part one. In part two, I'll describe a short-term job I'd like to do in a foreign country, and in part three, where we discuss working in another country. The link is in the description.
All right, that's enough advertisements for an introduction, okay? Let's move on.
Move on! That's a phrasal verb, and we just released a whole course on phrasal verbs with more than 2.5 hours of content, where we have covered more than 250 formal and informal phrasal verbs. Go to successwithielts.com/podcourses or click the link in the description of this episode.
Come on, Rory, wrap up advertising our stuff.
Fine. Wrap up is also a phrasal verb.
Rory, what advertisements do you watch?
I don't. I try and skip them as soon as they come on. Unless it's a trailer for a game or a book or a movie I'd like to see, or an ad on this podcast. Those are usually quite entertaining, aren't they?
Do you watch them from the beginning to the end?
Oh, only if they're interesting or if I can't reach the skip option in time. I sometimes have YouTube on while I work out, and it's difficult to do crunches and reach over at the same time, so I just have to put up with them until they're done, or I am.
How do you feel about advertisements?
Well, usually I think ads are just a way of getting people to dislike your product before they even look at it. However, some ads are quite brilliant and funny, like the Iron Brew adverts, for example. They usually have a story or a joke, and there's one for Stellaris, which has great music to match the visuals.
What advertising do you have in your country?
Oh, it's everywhere. We have billboards and posters and viral marketing and YouTube ads inserted into videos and ads in the breaks of TV shows. I think the only respite is on the BBC, and even they have them for their programmes.
Is there much advertising in your country?
Well, I think it's everywhere, isn't it? And it's rather sophisticated at that. Especially online, where your cookies are used to track what you look at, and they send you almost tailor-made adverts, don't they?
Where can we see advertisements?
It's probably easier to say where you can see advertising, frankly speaking. It's all over social media and, any online media, newspapers, TV. Some people even get paid to be branded with tattoos or wear goods with advertising slogans. That's a bit depressing.
What do you think is the purpose of advertising?
In a nutshell, to make money. It's all about getting attention and getting customers to buy your good or service. There are some adverts for social services, but PSAs like that aren't usually classed as adverts, and they're very few and far between.
Have you ever bought anything because of adverts?
Not directly. It's usually been word of mouth, to be honest. So maybe that's indirect advertising of a kind, but nothing like what we discussed already.
Rory, thank you so much for your answers. So, what is it going on with these advertisements? Do I use advertisements, adverts, ads, commercials?
You can decide. You should use all of them to paraphrase for a high score.
Bad nine score. So, wait, but advertisements and commercials, are they the same thing?
They are, but advertisements, that term is used more in the UK, and commercials is used in the US. They have commercial breaks, for example, whereas we just have breaks, ad breaks.
Okay, yeah. So, dear listener, advertisements, and you should say it, advertisements. Then adverts, the same, shorter, and the shortest option is ads. One ad, an ad. I hate ads. Adverts, advertisements. Or TV commercials. There is one more thing, advertising. So advertising is like the general industry.
Yes.
Like, I'm into advertising. But
I'm in advertising.
What?
I'm in advertising.
I mean, what did I say?
You said I'm into advertising. I'm in advertising means I work there, but I'm into advertising means I'm interested in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And Rory, you said that I try and skip them. You skip adverts.
Yeah. And this is the option adverts that you see on YouTube. It comes up. It says that you can skip. And you should, because they're usually complete trash.
Annoying. Yeah. And we can call them like pop-up ads. Pop-up.
That's a phrasal verb.
Oh, phrasal verb.
If you like phrasal verbs, you're just going to love our phrasal verbs podcast.
Shut up already. Well, yeah. So, yeah, you can skip these pop-up ads when they come on. Mm-hmm. They pop up or come on.
They are another phrasal verb. Come on, yeah. It's another phrasal verb.
Oh,
sorry, in this podcast on advertising, we're going to do a lot of self-advertising and self-promotion, which is another kind of lexical chunk for advertising.
Self-promotion. Yeah, different companies do their self-promotion.
Well, they do promotion. Self-promotion is more something that a person does.
Not companies.
Yes, I'm very self-promoting. I talk about my books all the time. I'm talking about them now. You can buy them on Amazon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Please just keep this in, because it is kind of fun now.
Oh, dear listener.
I'm having fun.
Unfortunately, in this episode, you can't reach the skip
option. Have more
option.
Fun. I will have more fun, Vanya. Don't worry. I'm going to have a lot
of
fun.
Vanya is here with us, and now Rory is talking.
He's wearing clothes for once. You can't have that in the podcast. I mean, the discussion of nudity, not clothes. You need to have clothes.
Right. So, dear listener, you can't reach the skip option, so there's no skip option in this episode about advertisements.
Sorry.
And you have to put up with the adverts.
Not
put up
verb.
With.
Sorry.
Oh my god, our episodes are full of phrasal verbs, huh?
Yeah, you know what else is full of phrasal verbs? Our podcast on phrasal verbs.
It is the episode on advertisements. Yeah, so, dear listener, sorry. You see, it's like advertisements, so... Let's, yeah. Put up with advertisements, tolerate advertisements. So I really can't, I dislike them, but I have to tolerate them. I have to deal with them. Yeah, I have to put up with them.
It's another phrasal verb.
Rory, some adverts, however, are quite brilliant and funny. So brilliant adverts, like our adverts, right?
Like our subliminal advertising that we're doing in this. Oh, we didn't mention subliminal advertising.
Ooh,
actually.
Subliminal.
But
yep.
We should. Subliminal advertising is advertising that is not, it's not obvious advertising. It's like you advertise a product by stealth, for example. You see this a lot in movies where people are drinking a can of Coke, for example.
Yeah.
And they're paid, that's kind of their promotion. That's subliminal advertising. So it's designed to advertise the product without you thinking about it. In sort of the same way that we keep mentioning our pod course, this is subliminal advertising.
Although it's pretty much straightforward.
It's like overt advertising.
Rory goes, okay, I have books, buy them on Amazon, go now, buy, press the button, buy.
But if you're in Russia and you don't have access to Amazon, don't worry, we've got you covered. If you go to my Instagram, you can purchase them on there.
So this is not subliminal, it's pretty much like straightforward.
It's overt. You have subliminal advertising and you have overt advertising.
Overt?
Overt.
Overt.
Covert is subliminal. Covert is something you don't recognize. Overt is something obvious.
Ooh. So obvious adverts, overt adverts. Okay, cool. Wow. Again, you can talk about brilliant adverts like our adverts, Guinness adverts, or for example, the latest adverts for Warcraft game is beautiful when this... he goes to therapy. Well, anyway, you have to watch it. I think it's for Warcraft.
But if you're interested in Scottish adverts, you should definitely check out the Iron Brew ones. They're absolutely
Iron
hilarious.
Brew.
They're
okay.
Not
Iron
very
Brew
politically correct either.
Right. Then, we have specific vocabulary about advertising. So what advertising do you have in your country? We have billboards. Billboards.
We have billboards. That's like the giant posters that you see over... streets,
in the street.
Highways, freeways.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Billboards.
They're huge, and they usually have like one picture on them.
Yep. Posters.
Posters are small, maybe the size of an A4 or A3 piece of A1 piece of paper even.
Viral marketing.
Yeah. Viral marketing is like, well, they create an advert that sticks in your head for a while. I'm trying to think of an example of that that everybody will know about.
Viral. And you know, when a video goes viral, loads of people, millions of people watch it and it just went viral.
YouTube ads, which are inserted into videos. It's another phrasal verb. Successwithielts.com/podcast.
So you can talk about YouTube ads. Like, I can't stand YouTube ads when I watch my favorite video and then this ad pops up. And also ads in the breaks of TV shows, right? So you watch a TV show and then, yeah, you have adverts or commercial breaks.
But sometimes you have ads which are tailor-made.
Oh yeah, like suits, like tailor-made suits, like clothes. So, and our adverts are tailor-made, so we kind of make these adverts specially, you know, for you.
Tailor-made was a phrasal verb, but it's now one word because it's just merged together.
Yeah,
it's been used so often that it's just a single word now. However, even though that's not a phrasal verb, other phrasal verbs are available on our podcourse. Successwithielts.com/podcourse.
Oh, dear listener, how are you? Are you okay? Are you okay? All right, so bear with us, all right? Don't forget to talk about cookies. Cookies, not biscuits, but cookies are cookies in the program. So cookies are used to track what you like, what you dislike, and then send you tailor-made adverts.
So cookie is like a small... What's the best way to describe this? A cookie is a small bookmark, almost, that's made whenever you go to a website or you click on a page, and the system stores this and it registers that you looked at this page. And then your internet service provider sells that information to advertisers so that they can make adverts which are more relevant to you.
Nice.
But that almost never works because I know what I want to buy. Advertisers don't know what I want to buy.
Interesting.
Like, really, I don't... If anyone has ever bought something because of an advert, only because of an advert, please send me a message on Instagram. I don't believe that adverts are that effective. I would love for someone to prove that to me.
Interesting. All right, so if you did buy something because of an ad, please let Rory know on his Instagram page where you can also buy his books. Okay, anyway, some people are paid to be branded with tattoos.
Yeah.
Wow.
So branded. A brand is like the image of a product. Branded is the verb for when you put a brand on something. So, for example, some people have got company slogans on them. And you're paid to do this. Yeah.
Wow. So if, for example, I want to advertise Louis Vuitton bags, so I go like, oh, Louis Vuitton, hello. Get me a tattoo with Louis Vuitton on my face. God.
I think Louis Vuitton are supposed to be classy, so they don't really reward you for that. But there are companies that do this kind of thing. Where are
McDonald's,
we?
McDonald's, for example.
I don't know. Does McDonald's pay you for that?
I don't know. Ooh, maybe we can find a person and pay them to be branded with tattoos. IELTS Speaking for Success podcast, Rory Freedom, Scotland.
Well, they might balk at that slightly. However, if you would like to help our brand improve, then you can always purchase our podcast, successwithielts.com/podcast.
Oh, yes, dear listener. It's an episode about adverts. Anyway, you did use a very good one. It's usually been word of mouth.
Yeah, word of mouth is just when someone tells you about a product.
So you don't use an article, so it's a word of mouth, the word of mouth.
It sounds like someone has, like, you just have a conversation, but word of mouth can also be, actually, you find out about something from an article you read that said it was very good. Our podcast became popular because people used word of mouth and they sent it to their friends, so why not do that now? If you don't have any friends, you can also leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Wow. This episode is just... Oh, dear listener, how are you? Anyway, we did give you some precise words and phrases about adverts, ads, advertisements. And just for you to know that advertisements is one of the freshest topics in the IELTS speaking exam.
You know what else is fresh? Our podcourse on phrasal verbs. Successwithielts.com/podcourse.
I should stop Rory now. Rory, stop! Bye! Rory, what advertisements do you watch?
I don't. I try and skip them as soon as they come on. Unless it's a trailer for a game or a book or a movie I'd like to see, or an ad on this podcast, those are usually quite entertaining, aren't they?
Do you watch them from the beginning to the end?
Oh, only if they're interesting or if I can't reach the skip option in time. I sometimes have YouTube on while I work out, and it's difficult to do crunches and reach over at the same time, so I just have to put up with them until they're done, or I am.
How do you feel about advertisements?
Usually I think ads are just a way of getting people to dislike your product before they even look at it. However, some ads are quite brilliant and funny, like the Iron Brew adverts, for example. They usually have a story or a joke, and there's one for Stellaris, which has great music to match the visuals.
What advertising do you have in your country?
Oh, it's everywhere. We have billboards and posters and viral marketing and YouTube ads inserted into videos and ads in the breaks of TV shows. I think the only respite is on the BBC, and even they have them for their programmes.
Is there much advertising in your country?
Well, I think it's everywhere, isn't it? And it's rather sophisticated at that. Especially online, where your cookies are used to track what you look at, and they send you almost tailor-made adverts, don't they?
Where can we see advertisements?
It's probably easier to say where you can see advertising, frankly speaking. It's all over social media and, any online media, newspapers, TV. Some people even get paid to be branded with tattoos or wear goods with advertising slogans. That's a bit depressing.
What do you think is the purpose of advertising?
In a nutshell, to make money. It's all about getting attention and getting customers to buy your good or service. There are some adverts for social services, but PSAs like that aren't usually classed as adverts, and they're very few and far between.
Have you ever bought anything because of adverts?
Not directly. It's usually been word of mouth, to be honest. So maybe that's indirect advertising of a kind, but nothing like what we discussed already.